It is now time for
the feature band of the week.
Access granted.
Thank you, baby.
All right, I'm going to go right into this, but let me just say, I may as well say what happened a little bit.
Yeah.
Something special.
I'm pissed off because I missed all this.
So the Cursed Arrows came into town on
Thursday
of last week, and they were playing a show right here in Waterloo. I don't want to give away too much of my interview here, but they were playing a show. Then they were going to Toronto. They were playing a bunch of shows on their Skin Behind the Shroud tour. And we're in the city, sent them an email. They stopped in last minute for an interview, which we recorded at Down the Alley. They also did a couple live-to-air songs. Well, I guess live-to-recording songs, which are going to air right now. and I'll air the recording and the live interview right
now. I know. I'm very much looking forward to this.
Oh, yeah. It'll be your first time
hearing it, too. Yeah. I missed out. You were messaging me and tweeting about it. Very good. You picked up the Twitter.
Yeah. So, anyways, I got a couple songs coming up. These are live at Down the Alley. Both of these are off the Skin Behind the Shroud album that the Cursed Arrows have. The first one is going to be One in the Blue, and the second one here is Empty Memory Bank, right here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono.
Take your head off its crown, sing like phantom sound. Give the one you're married to something to carry through. Settle down, cause it only gets worse the longer you carry on. Secret clouds that you can't live on, you can't live on.
Come on.
There it is. Now, that was a couple performances. So like I was saying, One in the Blue and Empty Memory Bank with the Cursed Arrows from Down the Alley.
That sounded awesome. I could just imagine what it would be like just to, you know, hanging out in Down the Alley and then having them just right in front of you playing their tunes.
Because Down the Alley is already quite the vibe.
Oh, yeah,
but
for sure.
And it's a little bit scary. I imagine it would have been a little bit scary for them because directions are just park somewhere and I'll meet you and we'll go down this dark alleyway and we'll play there.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were willing to do it.
If you're willing to take the risk, it's well worth the trip.
That's exactly right.
Down the alley.
So I also was able to, Now, this was a last-minute thing, so I put together some quick questions, mm-hmm. had an interview with them. They answered all my questions that I needed to know.
Yeah, you said that they were, like, really easy to talk to, and they were awesome.
Yeah, and then they played a couple more tracks. So cool. I'm going to get to it right now. Now, okay. I should say, I don't know if I mention it in the interview, but this is an ex-Waterloo band. Who has moved to, and my geography's terrible, but I believe it's Halifax.
Yes.
I'm right?
Yep. Nice. What province is that in, Steele?
I don't know. New Brunswick.
Oh, you always say New Brunswick. It's Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia.
Good try, though.
So anyways, and in it, it'll tell you where to check out all their stuff online and get to everything. So this is the interview that I had with the Cursed Arrows right down the alley. Here it is on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono. Okay, so I'm sitting down with the Cursed Arrows, Ryan Stanley and Jackie Stanley here, for a couple questions before your show tonight at the Mongolian Grill. The first one, now I've seen you guys a bunch of times, and I've noticed that you play a bunch of different covers throughout your sets. And so I'm interested in what bands kind of influence you, and are those the bands that you choose the covers from, or do you try and pick something completely different? Or
We're pretty obvious, I guess, in our choices, aren't we? In terms of what we like, yeah, we do end up, our covers do usually lean towards music that we've listened to for a long time in some cases.
Yeah, they tend to... The covers we choose tend to be, reflect really early influences more than current ones, I find. That's all that I've noticed about the covers that we pick. That a lot of them tended to have older significance to us, like maybe when we were little kids even.
Yeah, definitely.
We started playing a Who cover recently, and that definitely extends all the way back to just childhood obsession.
Which is kind of fun. We're, you know, trying to sort of reconnect with something as an adult, I guess. Music that you heard when you were a kid that got to you. So there's a lot of that in songs we play, for sure.
And yeah. A lot of people kind of, like, if you read your style, it's like an alt-rock, almost grunge. Would you classify it as grunge?
That's what everybody says it is. Yeah. I don't know. That's what seems to come out of us.
Because some of the bands that I've seen you play... are Nirvana, some Tourette's, Queens of the Stone Age.
I love playing those too.
I'm trying to think of the song. It was a great cover too.
Mosquito Song?
Yeah, Mosquito Song. Yeah.
We like doing that one. Yeah, there's a lot of because all of that music came at a really formative time. I mean, especially Nirvana and, you know, a lot of the 90s stuff. Just by virtue of, we were like, you know, 10, 11 years old or whatever when all that stuff came. And that, it's just fun to play those songs now, I guess.
We appreciate the music properly now, but it still makes us feel like little kids, being able to play our, you know, our grungy favorite bands.
Yeah, for sure.
From those times when we were too nerdy then to be doing it ourselves.
It took a little while to come to the surface, I guess.
I think the first time I originally saw you guys were playing at the Trepid House.
Probably, yep.
Quite a while ago. Yeah. And since then, like just recently, well, I guess not recently now, but within the past year, it's closed down. But you guys still, like when you were here, played a lot of house shows and kind of alternate venues. Is that like an intentional thing to play at more like of a Trepid House feel atmosphere?
It kind of turned into that over the years. I don't know if it was ever the intention, but we really like...
It definitely was for me, because I didn't play in any bands up until this band. Whereas Ryan had a different perspective, because he was... playing around in bars when he was still a teenager, like still underage. So I think he had a really different perspective on the different kinds of music venues that you could play. Whereas I, coming into it, I don't know, it seemed priority to me to play house shows and play places like the Gristmill, because they had the most significance to me when I was just attending shows, you know, just a couple of years before. So I think having that, like, fresh perspective on things has made us really focus on playing a lot of alternative venues, because it is easy to play bars.
Yeah, well, and
it's very easy.
A lot of the shows that I remember the most and think that are, like, the coolest shows I saw at the Trepid House.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it's kind of like that neat atmosphere where
yeah.
a lot of people don't know about this, but the people who know are there and are watching
really
the bands.
Happy
and,
it's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, that house was magical.
Yeah.
Well, and there was a lot all at the same time. There was the Herb Street House, and there was Trepid House, and there was a lot, there's, you know, a lot of house show stuff happening here.
Historically, there's been a lot in this town, and I've grown up here and been a student here and been going to house shows here for what feels like an eternity. And it's still, we've tried to just support that, keep supporting that scene.
There's always something really intimate about it, which is, that never gets old, for sure.
You were saying that Ryan had been in a band earlier. So, and did the relationship come first, or did music come first and then kind of the relationship, or
you want to tell
how did you guys
the music came first?
Yeah, well, Jackie saw me play in that old band, and we had mutual friends. I was friends with the Sour Keys and some other formerly local fellas, just through playing shows. I was really good friends with the Sour Keys, and Jackie knew them and saw me play.
I was a fan.
So we met that way, and yeah, actually, when we met, I was just starting to make solo music on my own. I was just starting to do stuff outside of the band. And so yeah, when we first got together, it was sort of, we sort of collaborated right from the start. I put out a couple of solo albums, but it was, you know, Jackie was, had definitely had a hand in that stuff. It wasn't, you weren't playing drums or, but you know, she was singing on a couple songs, and
cool.
It was kind of right from the start.
Yeah. It was very gradual, very slow evolution.
Yeah, for sure.
To this band.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and even in I guess in the years that I've seen you guys, it's almost been like you've started coming out from behind the drums and playing a bunch of songs on the guitar. Whereas before I would have said Ryan Stanley's the guitarist and vocals and Jackie's the vocals and drums. But now it's kind of, you're in playing the drums sometimes.
Yeah.
And so it's just, like, is that the evolution? Just to be able to do whatever you want?
Pretty much. That was the start of it. That was the start of breaking out of that. You know, we never wanted to get stuck in that. I'm playing guitar and Jackie's playing drums. And, you know, that gets that... It's not boring. There's a lot to do with it. There's a lot of places you can take that. But Jackie started playing guitar and writing songs, and it was just like, well, we have to do something. Like, I can't, you know. So I tried to figure out how to play drums, and we're making that. We're trying to make that, you know, almost 50-50, where there's a good weight to who's out front when, I guess.
Yeah. It feels like an evolution. I hope so.
Well, it seems
we're trying.
It seems like you guys are constantly recording. Like, you're always releasing an EP or
we don't know what else to do.
Well, but it, like, is how does the recording go? Like, are you just constantly both writing music or
pretty much? Like, we'll come up with ideas separately, and then just sort of bring them together. And it's, you know, varying degrees of songs being finished. Sometimes it'll just be a part and we'll make something out of that, or sometimes there's tons of songs Jackie's just written pretty much the whole thing, and vice versa. So we're really, yeah, it really is trying to find a balance.
Yeah, we do find that we're just constantly writing. Like, it hasn't, we don't really go into periods of writing. It's just
it just
been
keeps
pretty
coming.
Constant for several years.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we want to stop, even find it hard to stop.
Well, that's good.
But it's a good state to be.
Yeah.
Want to get back into it and are having writer's block or whatever.
Exactly.
It's kind of it's a blessing and a curse. So yeah, we're trying to do the right thing with it, you know, and not let too much of it get stale, and just kind of, you know, we try to record things as soon as they come out. try not to sit on songs important. Too long because we've done that, and we did that with, you know, some of the Skin Behind the Shroud EP that we just did and the Madness full length. They were all sort of this big giant group of songs that we had kicking around for a little too long for us, which isn't very long. It's, you know, some songs maybe only 6 months, but we get really like antsy if we can't just get it out of our systems. And
you guys record. Do all the recording yourselves?
Yeah, so far.
That's far,
which is
yeah.
impressive because it sounds, the quality is really good.
Thank you.
And like it's a professional CD or MP3 that you download. Mm-hmm. And so you've just got the equipment and you're able to, when you get the idea, put it down and...
Pretty much. We've just done it in different places over the years. When we were here in Ontario, we rented a house in Tobermory for two of the albums and went up to this big house and just played and brought all our... You know, we've got budget mics and barely working computer, and we've made it work. And then in Halifax, we recorded in our practice space, just kind of wherever we've had the room to do it. We try to challenge ourselves in that way to do it all by ourselves. It's the end result. We're always really proud of the end result, but it's we're pretty much ready to start collaborating with other people in terms of recording. Just for something new, you know, have someone else
definitely.
Have a hand in it.
And your videos, one of the best videos that I think, well, my favorite video is the Not the End video.
Oh yeah, okay.
Where it's almost like you're in a record shop or a music, some type of DVD
it's
shop.
It's like a
or
movie
something.
Rental shop, yeah.
And was that a spontaneous thing where you just went in and played? And
yeah, we kind of...
It was, absolutely.
Yeah, we walked in and...
It was a very cool, like, idea to set up.
We were walking down the street, and the guy who does those, Mitch Fillion, does this whole series called Southern Souls, and that was... he did that, so he's got his camera, and we've got our guitars, and we just kind of, let's go look for somewhere cool to do this, and...
Yeah.
The guy at the video store was cool with it, so we went in and played a song or two.
Because it looks spontaneous. Like when the girl came around, there's one part where the girl comes around the corner and peeks and then kind of hides
that's great.
Back around it.
Yeah.
It was a great video.
Yeah. Mitch, I remember, was pleased with that.
It was
that
very spontaneous, girl. Though. We just poked our heads in the door and asked the clerk if we could do it. But yeah, there were people just picking out movies, you know, on the aisles.
Yeah,
next to us, it was pretty funny.
It affects the what song you choose to play too. I found just being that spontaneous, we hadn't planned on what songs to play whatsoever. But that's just the song that came out because we were in that video store. I don't know why.
It worked out pretty well.
That's
yeah.
what came out.
It did, and I love that recording of that song. And I don't know. It seems like. Like you guys played it flawlessly, but under that pressure, I would feel too much pressure in a record store with people.
And like, when I watch it, I'm like, I didn't play it flawlessly. I pick out, you know,
the, oh, you the mistakes.
But it's a great moment. That's what it is when you see it. That's why it was fun because it wasn't planned at all. It was just let's go play a song somewhere. It worked out pretty well. That was downtown Hamilton. That was a good time.
Yeah, it was.
So, I'll see if I can get all these. I may have forgotten one. You can let me know. So, you've got Knives Are Falling from the Sky.
Yep.
Telepathic High Five. Madness of Crowds.
Yeah.
Death Rattle Blues.
Yeah.
And then the current one, Skin Behind the Shroud.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, you got them. That's it.
That's all of the ones, right?
That's all of it. Yeah.
And are they all available on your Bandcamp page?
They're all there now, yeah.
So if you go to...
It's cursedarrows.bandcamp.com. Mm-hmm.
And then you can get all the stuff. And you've got, on there, you can get the CDs. You've also got tapes, I believe.
We have two tapes now. We've got our new EP, Skin Behind the Shroud. We've got tape copies of that. And then the Death Rattle Blues cassette we did. Which was a single, so there was that song and I think four other songs on that one.
Cool. And you can also download it right online too.
They're all on Bandcamp for free right now.
<It's>
we gladly accept donations, but it's free.
Yeah. And is that you've got your own website as well?
CursedArrows.com.
CursedArrows.com.
Which,
perfect.
Yeah. That sort of links to all the other stuff, because we've got a blog that mostly Jackie keeps up to date, and, you know, Facebook and all that other stuff.
Cool. Okay, so people can check you out online. Okay, we're going to get to some live performance shows right here. Right.
This is Cursed Arrows.
And you're listening to the Mono a Mono show here on Sound FM 100.3.
I'm in love with the world through the eyes of a girl still around the morning after. We broke up a month ago. I woke up, I didn't been waiting to see a happy day, then you pay and feel like shit the morning after. Now I feel changed around, and instead of falling down, standing up the morning. Thank you.
Right, there it is.
That's right, that was awesome.
Yeah.
You were right last week.
I know. So that's it right there, the Cursed Arrows.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Now, those last two songs, they did an Elliott Smith cover of the song Say Yes, and another one from their brand new album that, as they said on the thing, you can get free at their Bandcamp page.
But donations are greatly appreciated.
Yes, In for the Kill. Now, they also played one more song.
Yeah, but it was just for you, and you're not sharing with anybody else.
No, what I'm going to do is the title track from their last EP, one of their past albums, "Madness of Crowds," and I've played
Very
that.
Good.
I've played that the electric version on the show a bunch of times. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to. On our Bandcamp page, where you can download all the podcast, like download all the songs of the bands who have played on the show, I'm going to put that one there as an exclusive to our Bandcamp page, so
nice.
People check that out and they can download all the artists that have been on our show.
And you can access our Bandcamp page by going to our website, www.monoamonoradio.com, and there's a link right on the side there that will get you to the live performances from and then take you to the Bandcamp page.
That's exactly right. And in just a little bit, this one will be up there along with the rest of them, and you can download all the podcasts as well as the battle podcast.
The Mono a Mono website is your one-stop shop for all things that are Mono a Mono. You can access our Twitter account now. You can like us on Facebook. We like it when people like us, because then we like you back. And then you can download our podcasts from there.
And get these exclusive little tidbits like that live interview at Down the Alley.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
It's pretty awesome.